You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to delight in the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Testament reading for this third Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill will be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. Grass withers, the flowers fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not, says the cities of Judah. Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the gradual. From 1 Corinthians chapter 4. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John sent his disciples directly to Jesus. We hear when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" John's been in prison for about a year, and he would remain there until his beheading. He's there because of his confidence in the word of God. He's calling people to repent, even Herod, who had imprisoned him, all to prepare the way for the Lord. So while in prison, John is told what Jesus is doing. For John, to hear about the deeds of Christ is good news, words of comfort, assurance of who Jesus is. John, of course, knows who Jesus is. He knew from the womb. He leapt for joy in his mother's womb, that first encounter with Mary. And we know that John, when he baptized Jesus in the Jordan, he saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove and remain on Jesus. He heard the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." John himself declared when Jesus approached him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And John knows who Jesus is, but what about his disciples? They had seen the great crowd surrounding John when he was boldly calling people to repent in preparation for Jesus, the promised one. But now John's in prison, and his concern is for his disciples. He doesn't want them to doubt, so he sends them to Jesus so that all doubt may be removed. And Jesus answered them, John's disciples, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." Yes, Jesus is the one to come. They could see for themselves what he's doing. They could listen to what he's saying. He is fulfilling the law and the prophets. He's destroying the works of the devil. He is restoring his creation. Now Jesus is directing John and his disciples, and even us, to observe Jesus' deeds and his word recorded by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures. For example, Isaiah, "Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And then shall the lame man leap like a deer, the tongue of the mute sing for joy." And then later Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lamb has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." Yes, Jesus is the one to come. His deeds and his words confirm this. And what Jesus did through these outward miracles point to what he's accomplished inwardly in the soul's health. He came to heal the damage of the soul, sin. That's where these physical ailments ultimately come from. He primarily came to heal the soul from the misery of sin. And his work of grace continues today through his servants, stewards of the mysteries of God. When Jesus walked in the flesh, he would give the gift of sight to the blind. Today, he still enlightens the eyes of the hearts. He gives light to all people who come into the world so they might be rescued from the blindness of our hearts. Just as Jesus raised up the lame at that time, so he guides our feet upon the way of peace in these days so that we may walk in his commandments. Just as he cleansed lepers back then, so also he cleanses us from the leprosy of sin so that we're washed snow white in the blood of Jesus. Just as he loosed the mute tongues and opened the deaf ears back then, so also he opens our lips in praise to God. He also opens our hearts so that we listen to his word and understand it. Just as he awakened the dead back then, so also we, who are by nature dead in sin, he awakens us. However, Christ awakens us to spiritual life through his word. In response to John, he said, "And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who's not offended by me." The gospel belongs to the poor, the spiritually poor, the same spiritually poor whom Jesus had just spoken about in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven is not for the proud and the unrepentant. While they may enjoy temporal blessings in this life, they're not blessed in that sense that Jesus is speaking. Jesus is talking about the eternal blessings that will be fully realized when he comes in glory on that last day to bring an end to this age and to restore heaven and earth. He's talking about the eternal blessing of those who know they are poor sinners, who know they're unable to save themselves, and look to him as their Savior and Lord. This blessing is not for those who do not think they need a Savior. This blessing is not for those who disregard God's commandments, deliberately sinning without repentance. But it's the poor who have good news preached to them, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed is the one who's not offended by Jesus, because Jesus is offensive to the world and to our sinful flesh. Jesus didn't come in a show of power to earn respect of those with worldly power. He didn't come in a way that would be acceptable to our sensibilities. He came in lowliness and humility. He came to suffer injustice for sins he didn't commit. He came to be scourged and nailed to the cross as a criminal, to be put on display, naked and bleeding, for all to openly mock and ridicule. The poor in spirit know he did this out of love for them, doing what they needed but couldn't do themselves, suffering what they deserve. He did what no one else could. He is the one to come, the Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The poor in spirit are not offended by Jesus, this Lord, this Savior, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. To our reason and flesh, everything is offensive about this Jesus, this Christ. So we must mortify our sinful flesh. We must deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him, living in obedience to him and his word. That's why God chose you. St. Paul writes, "But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. But God chose what is foolish in the world." "And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification and redemption, so that as is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." You can understand why Jesus praises his forerunner, John. You know, you can imagine what the world thinks of this guy languishing in prison. Lowly. But Jesus exalts his steadfastness. the second part of our gospel reading. The disciples went away, John's disciples. Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John was this steadfast confessor of the truth, considered higher than the other prophets because of his special office that he's been given to fulfill. While those Old Testament prophets spoke to the Christ who would come, John prophesied in Christ's very presence, even from the womb. The old prophets did not do away with the Levitical worship, but John initiated the New Testament with baptism. And Matthew says in verse 13, for all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And yet, beloved, baptized children of God, there's no greater identity than to belong to the kingdom under the blessing of the King. Now that God has come to reign graciously in the world, in the person of Jesus, the believing disciple is greater than John. Not because of anything in the disciple, but because forgiveness and power and new life of the reign of God have come and encompassed the disciple. John gave us an example to follow, encompassed by Christ himself. We get to live out our called vocations as his disciples. No matter our circumstances, we go to Christ and his word, and we direct others to do the same, so that we may all know that, yes, Jesus is the one to come, who has come, and will come soon. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Blessed are you, Heavenly Father. Give joy to your church, the glad tidings of our coming Savior, and comfort us with the good news of his perfect life and sacrificial death for our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Almighty God, through your Son, you bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the purposes of the heart. Give your church faithful stewards of your mysteries, servants of Christ who are trustworthy to proclaim you alone as Lord and Judge. Tend your flock by your word and spirit, that your lambs may be gathered into your arms and gently led to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, restore to all Christian hearts the joy of your salvation by the blood of Christ, and make us eager to hear the voice of the gospel in the forgiveness of sins. So in turn, lead every Christian household, husbands, wives, and children, to speak the truth with our neighbors and to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, bless Congress and the justices of our nation, Donald, our president, Tony, our governor, and all others in positions of civil authority. Lead them to administer their duties diligently in all godly wisdom, justice, compassion, and contentment for the well-being of our nation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, to our prayers, especially for Vicky, Anita, Lois, Lewis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Ann, and Jeff. Give healing, courage, and perseverance to all who cry to you, that they may find comfort in your enduring word and the certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life with Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort, grant joy to those who come to your altar today in the eating and drinking of Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank and praise you, O Lord, for the prophets and all faithful saints who spoke in the name of the Lord before us. Make us steadfast in faith to look with hope for the revealing of Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior, on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb of God, that take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.